Es kann sein, dass ich nicht mehr wirklich als Geschlag, wenn ich mich nicht mehr sagen darf, sagt der Mishnah, whatever is considered edible in a mature ox is considered edible in a young goat, including the ends of the shoulder blades and other cartilage. Fact number, Rabbi asked, the beginning of the Mishnah seems to say that anything not eaten from a mature ox is not considered edible in a young goat, and is not included in the meat to be divided among the owners of a carbon Pesach. But the Mishnah then says that the ends of the shoulder blades and other cartilage, which are not edible in a mature ox, are considered edible from a goat. Mar says it's machloik is in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that only things edible in a mature ox are considered edible in a young goat. And the Mishnah then brings another shita that says that even the ends of the shoulder blades of a young goat are also considered edible. Rava said, the Mishnah means to say, anything that is eaten from a mature ox, even if only eaten after much cooking, is considered edible to be eaten from a young goat, even if only roasted. The Mishnah then explains this is referring to the ends of the shoulder blades and other cartilage. We talked to Gemara regarding the sinews of the neck of a young sheep or goat that are soft and will ultimately harden if left to mature. Rabbi Yochanan says they may be divided as meat of the Karban Pesach since in their current state they're soft and edible. Rish Lakish says they may not be divided as meat of the Karban Pesach because in their final mature state they are hard and inedible. Rish Lakish asked, the Mishnah says that the ends of the shoulder blades may be eaten. This seems to exclude sinews which will eventually harden. Rabbi Yochanan said the Mishnah merely gives an example of something that which becomes edible after much cooking. The same halacha would therefore apply to the gidin to the sinews. Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi of him, when you go to Rabbi Vo, ask him how Rabbi Yochanan could say that the sinews are considered edible because we follow the current state. We find that Rabbi Yochanan says the soft skin or the head of a calf cannot become tummy as food because it will eventually harden and become inedible. We see that he does not follow the current state. Rabbi Vo answered, Rabbi Yochanan retracted his shita and said that we do not follow the current state. One statement was made before the retraction and one statement was made after. Zok the Mishnah, one who breaks a bone of a valid carbon Pesach gets Malkus. One who leaves meat of a Pesach overnight, and one who breaks the bone of a Pesach that is Tomei, does not get Malkus. Zok the Gemara, one who leaves meat of a Pesach overnight does not get Malkus according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Torah connects the Loisa Se to an Ase, it's a Lava Nitta Klas Se, Loisa Sir Menem Adbaika, then Behanoisir Menem Adbaika Beisha Soifu, and then Lava Nitta Klas Se, there's no Malkus for. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, the reason is because it's a Lav that is not brought about through an action, it's a Lav Sheim by Maisa, and therefore it's not carry a Malkus penalty. The reason one who breaks the bone of a Tomei Pesach does not get Malkus is because the Pasuk says, Ve'etzem le'sishvru voy, which teaches the Isser only applies to a valid carbon Pesach. Zok the Gemara Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Ve'etzem le'sishvru voy, which teaches that the Isser of breaking bones only applies to a valid Pesach. Rebbe says, the same Pasuk tells us that the Pesach must be eaten in one house and you can't move around, and therefore teaches that only a Pesach that's fit to be eaten is included in the Isser of breaking bones. What's the point of difference between the Tanakhama and Rebbe? Rebbe Yirmiyah said, the difference would be a Pesach that is brought in Tumah. Since Tumah of the Tzibur is not an all-out permit, but only overrides the Tumah prohibition, it is not considered valid, and according to the Tanakhama, would not be subject to the Isser of breaking bones. According to Rebbe, since it's fit to be eaten, bones may not be broken. Rabbi Yosef said the difference would be a Pesach that had a time when it was valid before becoming invalid. According to the Tanakhama, it would be considered valid. According to Rebbe, since it's not fit to be eaten, its bones may be broken. Abaye said the difference would be whether the bones may be broken on Erev Pesach. According to the Tanakhama, they may not. According to Rebbe, since it's not yet fit to be eaten, its bones may be broken. In fact, Mar Brisa says that the marrow of the thigh bone of a Pesach is not among the meat to be divided. If the bones may be broken on Erev Pesach, why can't the bone be broken then? And the marrow removed and eaten that night? Mar says we don't do that as exerer, that it may lead to break bones. Bones at night. Rapapa said the difference would be regarding a limb that has partially left Yerushalayim. The Tanakhama would say that since the part of the limb is still valid, its bones may not be broken. Rebbe would say that the part that has left is not fit to be eaten, and therefore its bones may be broken. Rashesh, the son of Ravidi, said the difference would be regarding breaking the bone of a Pesach that is only partially roasted. According to the Tanakhama, the Pesach is valid, and therefore it's usher to break the bones. According to Rebbe, it may not be eaten in that state, and the usher of breaking bones therefore does not apply. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said the difference would be regarding breaking the bone of a tail of a sheep. According to the Tanakhama, it would be usher because the carbon is valid. According to Rebbe, since the tail may not be eaten, the usher of breaking the bones does not apply. Rav Ashi said the difference would be regarding a bone that has less than a kazayis of meat on it. It's a part of a valid carbon, and the usher of breaking bones would therefore apply, according to Tanakhama. According to Rebbe, since there's less than a kazayis of meat, which is the minimum amount required to be eaten from the Pesach, the issue of the breaking of bones of breaking a bone over there would not apply. Ravina said the difference would be regarding a bone that has less than a kazayis of meat on the part of the bone that he wants to break, but has a kazayis of meat on another part of the bone. According to the Tanakhama, it's part of a valid carbon and therefore may not be broken. According to Revi, the issue only applies to the part of the bone that has a kazayis of meat on it. Zakta Gemara Rabbi said, a bone that does not have a kazayas of meat on it in one place, but it has it on another place, is subject to the issur of breaking the bones. Reish Lakish said, it's not subject to the issur of breaking the bones. Zakta Gemara Rabbi Yechanan asked, a braisa says, the pasuk of Yetzam Leishish Beruvai teaches that the issur applies whether there's a kazayas of meat on the bone or not. Now the braisa can't be referring to a bone with absolutely no meat on it, so it must be referring to a bone that does not have a kazayas in one place, but has it in another place, and we see that it still is subject to the issur. Reish Lakish answered, the braisa means to say that whether there is a kazayas of meat on the outside, or because I have some meat on the inside of the bone, meaning the marrow, at the place of the breaking, it's subject to the issur of the breaking of the bones.